Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Living and fast forward. Hillbilly rock star out of control. I'm living and fast forward. Now I need to rewind real slow. I'm always running, son of a gun, and I've had a good time. It's true.
It is 8:41 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 63 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. You can also go to WRHI.com, stream live, or just do it by that wonderful free app at WRHI. You can download it and listen to us all the time. Take us everywhere you go. It's fun.
We've got a great opportunity this morning to learn more about an organization based in Fort Mill. It's called E Equals H, Education Equals Hope. We have Celeste Bundy joining us. And good morning to you, Celeste.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Thank you so much for giving of your time. You are the executive director of Education Equals Hope. Tell us what this organization, what is your mission? What do you achieve? What do you hope to do?
Absolutely. Well, Education Equals Hope, we are a Fort Mill-based nonprofit. We're very small. I'm the only paid North American employee. So we were talking earlier that we are a strong but mighty organization. We were founded in 2009. And as of today, we help about 1,300 kids go to school on a daily basis around the world.
And what does that help look like? What does that look like in each country? Because this flyer we have here, it's well done. Kenya, Rwanda, Ecuador, and Haiti are just some of the ones that you've made an impact in.
Absolutely. So we also are in Costa Rica.
Okay.
And we're getting ready to launch a project actually in Lancaster, South Carolina. So we're bringing it home a little bit. But we were founded in 2009 from our work in Ecuador, which started with one student who needed $20 to go to school. Mm. And one of our co-founders was, just intrigued by that opportunity. And instead of just pulling $20 out of her pocket, she brought her community around her. Mm. And from that, we now help about 350 kids in Ecuador, and they range in age from pre-kindergarten to university. So it's a wide range of students. In Haiti, we help some kids go to graduate school. We have one person studying for their accounting degree. So it's a very wide gamut of possibility, but really we know the hope that lies in education.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It means it's a lifeline to better opportunity. It truly looks that you meet them where their needs are, whether it's transportation, uniforms, etc. How do you identify the students that you're going to work with?
That's a really great question. What we do is we build relationships in the local community. So we actually trust our community partners because as North Americans, we don't know what the Haitian context looks like for education or Rwandan, Kenyan, or Ecuadorian. So we trust our local partners to really make those decisions. Sometimes it's like our school in Rwanda is for the blind. So it's just built off of a very specific need. In Haiti, 6 weeks ago, there was a 7.2 magnitude earthquake in the city that we work. Unfortunately, we did lose one student to that, and about 60% of our students are now homeless. So we do. We try to meet them exactly where they are. We tailor what they need to their individual situation. So it's not a blanket program, which is really what makes us unique. We don't say, okay, we feel like you need X, Y, Z. It's tell us exactly what you need and see how we can meet that need for you.
You know, it's so interesting here in the United States, even locally right here in the listening area, the biggest debate is whether or not to wear a face mask, whether or not the kids are physical and social distant enough.
Yeah.
And all that stuff's important. But if you really look at what's going on outside of your front door around the world, I mean, these folks really go to school in conditions that are comparable to what we often refer to as the olden days, right? I mean,
right.
Their supplies are just not up to par, but we want them to be competitive in a global world. So you
Absolutely.
All are helping to set them up for success.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, we have clean water projects that people can help with. You know, lavatories, which, you know, I speak a lot in schools and try to educate kids on, you know, you have air conditioning, you have a cafeteria that you can go to. These kids are literally receiving like a scoop of rice and beans. And I was in Haiti in 2018 and saw this lunch process happen. And I was very impressed that a lot of the students had lunch boxes. And I was like, that's amazing. Like, do they really need our help if they have a lunch box? Which is so like a North American mindset.
Yeah.
And one of our project managers there said, they take that home for their family. It's not that they eat it for their lunch. They are actually feeding their parents and their siblings off of this one scoop of rice and beans. And
so you don't know what you don't know.
You know. It just deflated me because I'm like, I made this assumption.
Yes.
The less.
We tend to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, we don't know what we don't know. We think we know more than we actually do. And until you open your eyes and really begin to see, a lot of times, you know, it's like, well, why there when there are opportunities to make a difference here? But you were literally talking about just the baseline of what you need to learn and food. Is one of them.
Absolutely. Water, it's, clean water.
Yeah. Clean water. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Folks have an opportunity tonight, correct, to learn
tomorrow night.
So I'm so sorry.
Wednesday,
yes.
September 29th.
29th. I'm so sorry. Wednesday, September the 29th, you've got an opportunity to learn about Education Equals Hope. You all are going to be the guest bartenders at the Grapevine in Baxter right there on Market Street. And Celeste, what does that look like?
This is an amazing event that the Grapevine does. Every single Wednesday, they open up their restaurant, their business to other nonprofits in the area. And so we have volunteers that will come in and actually act as a guest bartender and serve some tasty adult beverages. And really the goal there is to support a local business, but also to tip big is the slogan. So we as an organization, as a nonprofit, actually get to keep all of the tips that are made tomorrow night. And we've done this at Baxter in the past. We did it at Riverwalk pre-COVID. And it's just a fun night to come out, hang out with some friends, get to know about our work, you know, have a little bit of adult fun in the middle of the week, you know. Isn't it something about wine?
Sign me up.
Yeah, wine on Wednesdays, it both starts with a W, so it works, right? So, but yeah, just an opportunity to come together in community and really learn about what life looks like for students around the world. And
see some familiar faces.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Chip Smith.
Yes.
Is very involved in this, and he is just all about Fort Mill.
Yeah. He's Mr. Fort Mill.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We love Chip. And just knowing who is involved and who is closest to an organization is such a good feeling in terms of where and how the money is going to go.
Absolutely. And we're led by local volunteers. You know, everyone is part of the community, either here locally or specifically in the community in which they serve around the world. So it's deep relationship is really what we're about, and helping people have hope through and change through education.
It's a fascinating nonprofit making a global impact right here in Fort Mill. It's called Education Equals Hope, or E equals H. Celeste Bundy is the executive director. They can just find you on social media if they want to, and a website as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. EducationEqualsHope.org. Okay. We have a Facebook and Instagram page. Lots of posts about the event tomorrow night. So, and if you have any questions, feel free to just reach out.
So yeah, that guest bartender, don't forget, it's tomorrow, Wednesday, September the 29th, 5 to 9 at the Grapevine there in Baxter. Come on out, have some adult fun. So well
yeah.
said right there, Celeste. And learn about this great organization and how they're making a global impact once again.
It's amazing.
I love it.
Something so small that we can do matters so big time for someone else.
And those kids, I bet, will never forget it, do they?
No,
They'll never forget that someone invested their time and money into them.
And
they're
special. The ripple effect that it has on their family and their community is
amazing.
It's, lifeline.
Very blessed.
Absolutely.
Celeste, thanks so much. Thanks for bringing this to our
attention.
Pleasure
meeting you. Yeah.
Very nice to meet you.